Comedy.
I'm sorry. I feel very old tonight. I've got an ache in my knee. It's not good.
And here we are, another waste of a podcast. Show number...
Who even knows?
147.
Oh, my.
The only reason I know that is because I have yet to publish 146.
Oh, okay.
And that was like 4 weeks ago.
Yes.
So whenever I put this up, I'm going to put them both up so people will be able to listen to before we go on the cruise and after we go on the cruise.
Oh, good.
So I'm Dave. I'm your host. Over on the other side of the Mississippi is my good friend and beneficiary to my will, Adam.
What?
What?
It's all going to you, Adam.
All right.
Including all of my massive crippling debt.
Oh.
So you'll have to pay for it. If anything, you'll just have to pay for the, you know, the funerals and... And I expect...
Oh, okay.
I expect parties.
Oh, there will be parties.
Like, not celebrating the fact that I'm dead, but celebrating my life and all the major accomplishments I have done.
Deal.
So even if I haven't done any major accomplishments, even at that point...
Oh, we'll make them up. There will be a holiday.
Please. And if
I'll petition for there to be Dave Martinez Day.
And if you could do this well before I die, that'd be fantastic, because I'd like to be able to witness this.
Oh.
And over on the celebrity couch is the ever-crafty Sarah. She will be... living off the benefits of my insurance policy.
Okay.
I get 1x my annual pay.
Hmm.
All right.
So she's in good shape. As well as I did take out $1 million insurance policy on her.
Wait a minute.
So how you feeling, Sarah?
I'm feeling okay.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
After that introduction you gave us during the theme song? All right.
My knee hurts.
My knee.
I know. I need to exercise, and it would feel better, but...
You do need to
exercise. Who wants to exercise,
though? I know, right?
If Adam were here, you could exercise with Adam.
That would be fun.
Because Adam likes to go to the health club and do his...
I would do that if we could go running.
Right.
Yeah.
That always helps my knees. Like, I know it sounds so ridiculous, but like all the pains in my joints go away when I run.
Yeah.
And I will gladly chase you with my car.
Will you?
Oh, yes, to help you run.
Okay.
I know. When I was walking / little bit of running, I felt better too. It helped my back. It helps everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say hello to the live listeners on Mixlr.com, welcome to another waste of a podcast where we ramble for an hour to an hour and a half.
That's right. Completely wasting
Completely wasting your time. And thanks for joining us. Facebook, AWOA Podcast, you'll find us on Facebook, as well as finding us on iTunes where you can find at least the last 100 shows. And if I know you, give me a holler. It says guest right now, but give me a holler. Sign in through Facebook, and you can join in our conversation. With that,
You can.
With that said, Adam, I'm sick.
Wait
of
a
what?
Minute.
No, I'm not sick. Uh-huh. I've got Ebola.
Oh.
I got it from Aaron, apparently.
That's a real shame.
She coughed up a bunch of blood on me.
And look what happened.
And look what happened. No, I don't have Ebola, but let me tell you, I don't know how you felt after the cruise, and I've never done a cruise before, but and it may have just been my allergies, which are now striking me with a fierce passion of a heavyweight boxer.
Oh.
Yeah, it's getting my nose.
That's some fierce passion.
I have literally been dizzy since I got off the boat.
Seriously?
Seriously.
It's been two weeks.
Now, I'm not nearly as busy. Busy? Or busy, or dizzy. I'm nearly as dizzy as I was a couple days ago, but from once we got back on a Monday, on Tuesday I was still swaying, on Wednesday I was still swaying, and on Thursday I wasn't swaying anymore. I was all of a sudden just dizzy, and it's been going on and on and on. So, like the good, person I am, the human being, I went straight to my WebMD.
Yep, and vertigo.
And no, it was cancer. So.
Oh, well, after cancer.
Oh, after cancer, okay. They did say on some of the websites I went to that there are certain, the land legs that can last up to 2 or 3 weeks. So I could be dizzy for up to 2 or 3 weeks.
Not good.
There is also a little known sin. Did you bump your teeth in the microphone?
I smashed my face with my microphone.
Professionals we have here. The other thing is there's a little known syndrome, which I couldn't tell you the name of because it was really long. This dizziness could last 3 years to the rest of my life. So
I think you're just a hypochondriac.
I think you are a little, and I also think that you said that your allergies are acting up, correct?
Now, yes, I've been waiting for something to happen. Because I have been, like I said, I've been dizzy, and I'm like, if I'm going to be sick, let me be sick.
Right.
So about 2 days ago, all of a sudden, I started getting a sore throat, and now I've got a sore throat. I'm like, oh, thank God, postnatal.
Maybe that's all that it was, though.
Because then I thought maybe it was strep. But then I went on the old WebMD, and
and it was cancer.
And it was cancer. But once I scrolled down a little bit, I don't have any white marks on my throat, so it's not strep. So it's just allergies and postnasal drip. So I'm good to go. I'm ready to fight.
But that could have something to do with your dizziness. Like, that's where my vertigo, because vertigo is just more fluid in your ear.
Ah, and there's nothing but fluid in my head.
And that's what it could be. You know what I mean? If you've been having, like, allergies issues, I mean, that's one of those things that could happen.
Adam, I should have gone to you first.
Yes. Get some Flonase.
Flonase.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, go to the store and get me Flonase. We'll wait.
I went to Walmart earlier. That is no. No more.
You had your chance, Dave.
Yes.
I did get some cough drops and some Cepinol, my all-time favorite.
What's that?
Cepinol. It is a super extra strength cough drop that tastes so terrible. But it coats your entire throat. And it's uncomfortable and miserable, and I hate it, but...
But you never want to eat them, right?
I don't.
Right.
But it coats my entire throat, so it feels better. I can swallow, and I can talk.
Well, that's good.
I can do the things I need to do. And then I also got regular Halls. I was at a meeting the other day, and I was still feeling dizzy and sick, and my sore throat was starting. And I'm sitting there at the meeting, and I have this little baggie that I carry with me. And it's been in my bag for probably 2 or 3 years. And it had my last Cepinols in it, which I had taken earlier that day. And then it also had, like, Halls, like Super Halls. And then it had, like, Red Cherry cough drops. So I'm like, well, I'm in this meeting. I'm going to be having to talk to people next to me because we're going to be doing a group activity. So I better not take this Halls because I don't want to, you know, breathe Halls breath into people's faces.
Okay. Well, I don't think people would mind that, Dave.
You know, all of a sudden you get a whiff of Halls, like, oh, you're sick.
Well, that never bothered me.
But... Yeah, all right, well, then I'll get in your face next time.
Please do.
Even without being sick. But so I went...
And you'll get punched in the face.
Maybe the dizziness will stop. So
hopefully.
I take out the cherry one, and I start unwrapping the package. And it's got the cellophane package, which literally is crumbling in my hands. And I can't get it all off of the cough drop to a point where I don't know where is cough drop and where is cellophane package.
And you're just going to eat it, right?
I couldn't. I had to throw it out. I couldn't risk it. The last thing I need to do is start choking on plastic while I'm in a meeting. It just didn't seem like an idea. I don't know. So I went with the Halls. Delicious. So
I like Halls.
You like Halls? It's good.
Yeah, I actually I do Ricola sugar-free.
Ricola.
The lemon ones, they're delicious.
Are they?
And they seem to help.
They seem? Okay.
The Ricola? Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm a fan of the Ricola ones. Any flavor, actually.
Oh, really? Like, there's one that's like the brown colored. I don't know what that is, but I'm just kind of like, eh.
Not a fan of brown. Do you see this picture?
Oh, it's brown.
Cute. It's brown. That's brown. Probably not a good flavor.
Right? Whatever brown is, it's not. It doesn't seem good.
Tastes like poop.
Ew.
Well, I've never had poop.
I've got to reload this page. I apologize. We're going to start doubling volumes
in
a second.
Imagine.
Bah, 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 bah.
That would be good.
Brown?
Poop.
Oh, poop.
I can't either.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Talked
about my bum knee.
Sarah's got a bum knee. So she's going to start running every morning. I'm going to wake you up every morning to run. No, see, she doesn't want my support, so I can't do anything. What do I do, Adam?
I don't know what you do.
I want to help her. I want to be supportive. I want to be there.
By telling me
but helping and being supportive isn't waking up.
Okay, I won't wake her up.
Right?
She knows.
Like, helping and being supportive is when she says, I don't really feel like running today. Be like, you know what? You ran yesterday. All is well. That's being supportive, not being, hey, get up.
I'm not going to wake
go
up.
Go run.
I'm not going to wake up before her. I can't.
That's
physically physically impossible.
For you to wake up before Sarah?
Yes. Yes.
Why?
Because I'm tired.
Yeah, Dave's not a morning person.
I'm not a morning
person.
What was that? I have no idea.
Is that me?
Someone's sending me messages through space
and
time.
I was like, did I get a message?
Did I do that?
Ooh, pumpkin cake pops.
Hmm.
The only pumpkin flavored anything I like is beer.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah, like, I don't care for the pumpkin, like, foods.
Pumpkin food.
I don't know. I had a slice of homemade pumpkin loaf at Strange Folk. It was, like, the best thing I've ever had.
Was it?
It was really good. It had, like,
also feel like the hipsters have taken over all the pumpkin.
You know.
And it irritates me a little.
Yeah.
Damned hipsters.
Because now I can't have anything pumpkin without people going, oh, you're one of those guys.
You're one of those fruits.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I do enjoy a pumpkin spice latte from, and it could be just the cinnamon, because, I mean, really, a pumpkin doesn't taste very good.
Yeah, have you ever taken a bite of just raw pumpkin?
No.
Neither have I.
I think it's all I guess it probably does have, like, a taste like sweet potatoes, you know, that kind of earthy, warm taste.
I'm not a fan of sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
God, it sounds so terrible. I don't like sweet potatoes either.
No.
My brother-in-law eats them like they're going out of style.
Really?
They are.
They're good for you, like, though, right? I
mean, yes, that's why he eats them.
Oh, really?
I'll die. I had my company BMI tests and whatnot.
Oh, how'd that go?
Well, last year, if you recall, if you were listening last year to the show, I was 10 pounds overweight, and my good cholesterol was good, but my, or no, my bad cholesterol was good, but my good cholesterol was bad.
Okay.
So, this year, completely forgetting that it was coming up, and I driving to work that morning, eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a half a bag of Lay's potato chips, as well as spooning Miracle Whip into my mouth, forgot that I had to go in for this test. So I went in, mind you, super dizzy, and they took some blood from me. But once all the results came up, I was still 10 pounds overweight.
Okay. That's good, Dave. A year?
A year. Still 10
pounds. A year, you're still only 10 pounds overweight? That means you gained nothing.
I gained nothing and lost nothing.
That's awesome.
I am the same.
In everything?
In my bad cholesterol was good. And my good cholesterol was good. Hooray!
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I got that going for me. I just need to lose 10 pounds in the next year, and I can get some more dough from the company.
You could do that.
I could do that, but I have no intention.
You could.
No intention of doing it. Listen, I'm not like you guys. I can't run. I can't.
Dave, I can't run either.
I can't. I whenever I go out running, and this has been a long time ago, but when I would run with Sarah or Cody, I have a tendency to run. Like, I'll run.
Oh, like you just sprint.
I'll sprint.
Okay.
Until, like a block.
Until I have...
Right, you're like, he runs as fast as he can for a block, and then he's like, I'm out.
And then I heave. I heave for a while for air. Until Sarah passes me, and then I kind of walk, and then I heave a little further, you know, to a point where I'm going to vomit, and then I just kind of like, I'm done. But that's the same way I am when I swim. I'll get in the pool, and I...
Are you? So you're more of a sprinter.
Yes, when I get in the pool, even today, if I got in the pool, then I'm going to swim some laps. My first four laps, if at best, are going to be as fast as I can possibly go.
Okay.
And I mean, and when I'm done, I'll be heaving for air, and want to puke in the pool. But I'll do it every single time because I still think that I'm 17 years old and that I'm on the swim team and I'm a cut Adonis.
Aren't you?
I was never a cut Adonis.
Oh.
Or Adrian Adonis, for this matter.
Oh.
I always had this belly.
What about Adrian Barbeau?
Captain Barbosa?
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I had his complexion.
Or Captain Kangaroo?
I'm more of a Captain Kangaroo. He was apparently some sort of genius. I'm reading a book all about Sesame Street. And to do this book, they just had to start from the beginning of children's television.
Oh, right.
I mean, it's so dry and so boring. I've probably been reading it for 5 months at this point and maybe 30 pages. No, probably like 100 pages in. But it's like I've lost track of who these people are. Like, so-and-so went to work for, Captain Kangaroo. Then they were fired, and then they went, and then they did this. And on the other side of the world, Koopla, Fran, and Ollie's did this. And it's like, oh, my God, I can't keep up. Jim Henson did this. I'm like, I'm not even at Sesame Street yet. But apparently Kermit the Frog is already around, so I don't know. I don't know, boss. I don't even know what we're talking about. I would like to start swimming again. But there's no lap pool like within walking distance or driving, or anything that's nearby. So I feel like I can't do anything.
Is there one through the company though? Isn't there one at the team behind the team building?
No, there's no pool there. But I mean, I can get a discount at the health club at the hospital. They've got a pool. They've got a very nice pool. Very nice lap pool. And they probably have lessons. They can teach me how to swim again. And then I can join a competitive adult swim team.
That you should do.
That's my dream.
What's the problem, Millie? I was wondering. She was giving you like a death look. I was wondering what the
Millie just goes. What the drama was. I want to have a microphone.
Oh.
I did not. Hello, Millie.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
What have you been up to?
What'd you do today?
I don't know.
What did you do?
What did you do? Because the listening audience wants to hear you.
Did you?
I colored a pumpkin.
You colored a pumpkin?
That sounds fun.
We went to an old pumpkin patch today.
Uh-huh.
When I say an old pumpkin patch, I mean it shows up every year.
Were there ghosts there?
Millie, were there ghosts at the pumpkin patch?
Yeah.
What were they doing?
I was going flying.
Adam, they had ghosts at the pumpkin patch, and they were flying around. And everywhere I went, they hit me in the face.
They kept attacking Dave for some reason.
I'd be standing there, I'm like, what the heck? Come on. Ghosts? Really? Zoinks!
I'm not afraid of no ghosts, but this is ridiculous.
That was so silly.
Apparently, I'll also watch Ghostbusters every time it's on.
Oh, who wouldn't?
It doesn't matter what else I'm watching. All of a sudden, I'm like, ooh, Ghostbusters. And I've decided I was watching Ghostbusters 2, and my favorite scene was when what's the curator's name? The Grosh or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, when he comes up,
I'm having a hard time.
He comes back to Viggo and
Janusz.
And Viggo starts going, I am Viggo, something of Carpathia, and he goes, I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious. I'm like, who does that to a demigod? So I watch that every time, and I'm wondering if we went back to Old Town, if the Ghostbusters and the Viggo painting will be there again.
Was that cool place you guys went that one year?
Yes, that cool place. Well...
Wasn't it cool, or am I thinking of something wrong?
No, I mean it was at Old Town here in Orlando or in Kissimmee.
Have we ever taken Adam to Old Town? Maybe we'll have to take him next time.
It's
like we drove through Celebration and saw that cool house with the pirate ship in the front,
which wasn't there this year.
I wonder if those people moved.
It looked like it because when we drove past, the entire sidewalk had been redone. I mean, with brand new stone cutting.
Because I thought that was incredible.
I concur. But, Old Town, what can I say about Old Town? It is,
it's very similar. Well, it's kind of like a built-up version of that.
Have you ever been to Donnelly's Wild West Town?
No.
No?
Where did we go with Adam? We're at by the lakes, Lake of the Ozarks.
Yes. It's imagine Lake of the Ozarks and you're in Old Town.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a haunted house and everything.
Yeah, just like the haunted house at Lake. Okay.
Yes.
Exactly.
So just imagine that. And in this particular Halloween, we were trick-or-treating at all the stores, and they did one of the empty storefronts or whatever had the Ghostbusters in it.
Awesome.
And they were all dressed in full regalia, and they had a Vigo painting.
They did?
Yes.
They said my costume was the coolest costume that they had.
Was that when you were Harry Potter and Millie was Hedwig?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember that, Millie?
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if you did. You remember everything.
I was just going through all the pictures of Millie in Halloween at the pumpkin patch. They're all adorable.
Totes adorbs.
Totes. But you know what? We've been rambling now for a good half hour. We should probably get to... unless Adam, do you have anything you want to talk about?
Nope.
Sarah, do you have anything you want to bring up?
I had something I've already forgotten it. Sorry. Right.
We'll come back to it. Well, then we should talk about this. Because a couple weeks ago, we finally had the cruise that we
That's
had been
right.
talking about for an entire year.
Yeah.
And our good friend and former intern, Nick, got married to his lady friend, Kristen. And
That's right. A real live girl.
A real live girl. Sarah and I and Millie were on this cruise, as well as Adam and his daughter were on the cruise. And Aaron, the bodacious redhead, who has not been on the show for probably 5 months, was on the cruise with her fiancé, Better Adam, as well as a few other friends we met along the way.
That's right.
So should we just start telling the story from the beginning? I mean, nobody cares but us, but we have been talking about this for... a year.
Sure, we should just start.
So I feel like we should talk about it. So we did not record a live show.
No.
Just to let everybody know that. So if they're listening for that or hoping to get some live footage from that, we did not record a live show mostly because we were too busy trying to live up to the challenge of drinking to get our money's worth.
Yes. Which I don't know that we did.
You know what? I may have because I had a lot of glasses of wine.
Yeah.
And those were at least $9 a piece.
And I am...
Yeah, you're right. When you think about that, the wine was much more expensive, yeah. So...
And I am currently drinking from my drink package cup, so...
Oh, okay. So, you know, I don't feel like we lost... I don't feel like it was a bad choice.
No.
We get to the boat, and we get our luggage checked in, and immediately we run into our good pal Nick. And he's like, he's already drunk. And he tells us, oh, you guys, $35 a day, you should get the alcohol package. And, you know, we had all agreed beforehand that we weren't
going to do it.
We weren't going to do it. We brought 4 bottles of wine. We're like, we're not going to get the alcohol package. And as soon as we get on board, Nick says, oh, you guys should get the alcohol package. We all go, okay.
Right. It was like...
I was still hesitant, but Dave's like, no. He was like in line, like ready to sign
okay.
up.
I was in line to get the soda package no matter what.
No.
That's what I was
in line. Yes, you were getting that for sure, right?
For sure. I wanted to get my cup. I wanted to go to my freestyle machine and start drinking my orange, mellow, yellow. I wanted to get going immediately. Because I was going to get my money's worth from the moment we got on the boat. But,
and that was $15.
That was $7.50.
For the whole time?
$7.50 a day.
Oh, so it was more than $15.
Well, yeah. Okay, so yeah. So whatever mathematics that adds up to be. But, yeah, so the other was $35. And I must have already been drunk when I got on the boat. Because I all of a sudden thought this was a good idea. And I convinced Sarah this was a good idea. Though I kept trying to convince her to do the less expensive select package, which would have just been wine and coffees and soda, because I knew that I wasn't going to drink that much beer. But for some reason, the $35 a day didn't sound so bad all of a sudden.
How much was the anyway? It doesn't matter now, but
it was set like $6 or $7 a beer.
Oh,
Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the only time I realized that I was making a grave error was when I paid for it. When she's like, hey, first she goes, that's going to be $100 and something for the 3 days. I'm like, oh, okay, that's not bad. And then I didn't, as I'm signing for the $200 and something, I'm like, oh, that was just.
There's two of them.
That was just yeah. for me. There's two of them. That was, oh, crap. But I got my cup. And then we immediately went to drinking. And when I say we went to drinking, Aaron was yelling at me to drink, to get my money's worth. And we went to our staterooms. What did you think of your room, Adam? We were on the Royal Caribbean.
Are we there to talk about rooms?
I don't know.
Are we at that point now?
Well, we'll go on. We were at the Royal Caribbean, Enchantment of the Seas.
Uh-huh.
That was our boat. In the case in Bing Bong, for any people who have gone on the cruise before,
right.
you'll know what I'm talking about.
Speaking of Bing Bong.
Bing Bong.
Like the day I went back to work, I was talking to one of the people that was shopping in my store, and we started talking about how I went on the cruise. She asked me which one, and I told her, and she was like, "Oh, we go on that one all the time." She said that the entertainment director, whatever his name is, he like lives near there, and they've met him, and he's really nice and stuff. So
I'm friends with him on Facebook now.
The Bing Bong guy.
Bing Bong. Well, I'm friends with his Facebook page.
Right.
I did what he told me. I went to his Facebook page, and he updates it. And they're having a Halloween party on the boat.
Oh, really?
Next week, so we need to go back.
Yeah.
He was telling people to come in costumes and whatnot. So.
Oh, like it's not going anywhere. You can. Just
no,
go
they're going somewhere.
Oh, okay.
But they're having a Halloween party on the boat, and bring your costumes.
Oh.
So apparently, people go on this boat a lot. Like locals and stuff
yeah,
go on this boat a lot.
That's what it sounded. She said she'd been on it many times. So.
That's what it seemed like being on the boat.
And there was speaking of people on the boat, One of the ladies that I work with, her cousin was on the same cruise that we were on and actually saw Miliana on the cruise.
That's weird.
Yeah, Jackie's cousin.
Did she?
That's funny.
Did she say anything?
Who, Jack?
Jackie's cousin?
To us? No. Jackie knew that her cousin had gone on a cruise like kind of after the fact. And so she asked her which one it was, and it was the same one. And she said, yeah, I remember seeing a pretty little girl in a white dress, and Jackie's friends with me on Facebook, so she probably showed her a picture, too.
Oh.
So. Yep.
So what were you going to say, Adam?
Crazy small world.
Enchantment of the Seas.
The room itself was what I expected. The bathroom quarters were far less than what I expected.
They were small.
They were more than small.
They were very small, but it also seemed very outdated.
Yeah, and I
like and I've been on cruises. I've been on the Disney and as well as Holland America, which are both upper end. I will say that they're kind of, you know, they're up there with like Princess Cruise Line and stuff like this. So I mean, you can't find a Disney cruise for what we paid to go on this one.
God no.
And no, probably you couldn't find a Holland America one to go on that either. But what I like about Holland America or Disney is that they have the classic style ship that is more like the, I don't want to say retro looking, but it's more elegant looking than say some of what Enchantment of the Sea was.
Right, and the Enchantment of the Seas is like they like to say is a Frankenstein boat.
Yes,
because it was one boat that got cut in half and it was extended.
No way.
To being a bigger boat, but it never really felt that big.
No, it wasn't huge by any stretch. You know, I didn't feel like it took us long to walk anywhere.
Oh,
like
no.
when I was at the front of the boat and had to walk to the room, which we were almost in the back of the boat, it didn't feel bad.
Oh, no, it was nice.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I would like it, and I would do it again in a minute.
But the shower was interesting because it was enough room for one person to spin around, and that's about it.
See, I've never been on a cruise before, so I had no problem with the shower.
Well, most of them are small. Don't get me wrong, but like, you know, Disney had a bathtub in every room,
and so did the Love Boat.
Yeah, and so like this like the last one I was in was, you know, just had a shower, which was fine, but it had a door and it closed in, so it was a bigger thing. Like, see, the water didn't pour out into the rest of the bathroom.
Yes, we just had a curtain, and you know, I took advantage of that because the bathroom and the toilet were right there, so I would go to the bathroom on the toilet and take a shower at the same time.
Oh,
gross!
It's convenient, gross. And I plan on doing that here at the house.
Oh,
taking that wall out and putting it a dual bathroom toilet.
God, that's so nice. Gross. That's really disgusting.
I didn't say it was a good idea. I just said it was
an
idea.
It's a terrible idea.
It's my idea, and that's all I have to say. I plan on doing it, and people are going to copy me in the future.
So the room itself was exactly what I had expected. An inside stateroom, I don't say plenty of space, but enough space that I didn't feel like Molly and I were bumping into each other or anything like that. You know, it had a couch that you could sit on, and our beds certainly were fine. So
you had a couch?
You had a couch?
Yeah.
We did not have a couch.
Well, a little couch.
We had a chair.
We had a little chair.
Well, I guess maybe it was a chair.
Of the
my suitcase fit on it.
Our suitcase would not have fit
on it. No couch.
Oh, okay.
I'm okay with not having a couch. It was pretty crowded in there.
We did have.
I think it was a couch.
We did have an extra bed lowered from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
So little Mill can have her own bed. So that was nice.
She thought that was the coolest.
Oh,
it is pretty cool.
Tall, tall ladder to climb to get up to it.
Yeah.
She was a little afraid at first climbing it, but then she got the hang of it.
I tipped the first bartender I had, and I apologize to everybody for that.
Yep.
I didn't think about it. I'm used to tipping.
They probably appreciate that, because they probably don't get a whole lot in tips, I can't imagine.
Right.
I can't imagine either. We went swimming.
Yes.
I've never swam on a boat before.
It's interesting. There was a ton of drunk people in the pool.
There were a ton. And apparently some of those drunk people were part of our party?
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of them.
But
anyway,
that's what was interesting about this cruise was it was way more – there was a lot of bachelorette and bachelor parties and big groups of people just there. You know what I mean? It was interesting. I had never been on anything like that before.
I'd never been on anything like that at all. But I thought right. I didn't realize that how many of those people were part of our own party. It never even occurred
yes.
to me.
Oh, really?
Never even occurred to me that those people.
Yeah, me neither.
And I was
like the girl that bit it and had a giant bruise
man.
On her butt.
She totally bit it.
Hilarious.
And then her friend slapped her butt.
Man, they were slapping butts before that though.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. I'd say.
What? What is that? And they were all big girls too. Well, not all.
I was gonna say
not
that,
all.
Those girls. No, the two girls that were doing that were not.
Nope.
Sarah's really checking those girls out.
Well, it was hard not to.
They were right. They were all. Hey, everybody! Here we are.
Yeah.
I was floating in the pool watching my daughter, making sure that she wasn't going to die.
She's the governor's daughter. That's from Pirates.
It is from Pirates.
Oh, we didn't see any pirates.
We didn't.
No.
Thank God.
Just so everyone knows.
No Somali pirates, no Mexican pirates, no pirates. I thought I did find it very fascinating that I was sitting in the pool and just watching the waves in the pool every time the boat
yes.
turned. Like, this is weird.
Because the ship it was rough.
The tiny
like,
ship
I think
was tossed.
The wind and all that was – the seas were pretty rough. Like,
yeah, that – because I think they had turned off like the fountain because the wind was going crazy. They strapped down like all the chairs.
Yeah, all the
chairs. I mean, the first couple cruises I went on, I couldn't feel myself moving all that much.
Yeah.
You know, but this one, because of the wind, it was like, boats. I felt like walking down the hall, I would bump in wall to wall sometimes, like a pinball.
I did that too, but I thought it was because I was drinking a lot.
Well, that was probably for you, yeah.
I realized very quickly that I was going to have to stop drinking the premium beers and go quickly to Mick Ultra.
Right.
Or I was not going to be able to keep up. It was like drinking water after a while, but it was okay. But, yeah, so that was fun.
It was fun. We did, thank goodness Aaron and Adam were there because they made us do, well, they didn't make us do, but they kept us on point to do cruise stuff because I don't know what we would have done.
We played some fun trivia games.
We would have just sat at the pool the entire time.
I guess so. Thinking about it now afterwards, it was like, what would we have done
I would have just sat in the room watching TV, watching the Bing Bong guy all day. Like, look at the fun stuff people are doing.
I know.
Yeah. Wow, I wish I was on a cruise.
I want to do Chubby Bunny.
I need to go see that show.
Oh God.
Right, we'll get there. Well, so
yeah. Let's keep talking. We'll get to the show.
I mean, we went swimming for a while. We drank a ton just while we were swimming. Just a lot of beer.
Yeah.
We ate a lot of food that night too, I think, or that afternoon.
Yeah, it was a bad night.
Yeah.
Well,
I took some Tums because I was like, this was stupid.
We went to sleep. No, we went and took Millie back for a nap.
Yeah.
And we all ended up falling asleep. I at one point before I fell asleep, I went up to the old Windjammer and had a nice large salad. So I had a salad.
Oh, okay.
I ate before I actually had dinner.
But that's good.
Because that was my plan to take advantage of, of
all
the cruise.
The food.
I was going to eat as much as I possibly could. So, yeah, it was that nice big salad at the Windjammer, eating by myself, looking out the window.
Where was I? I was back at the room with
you and Millie.
Millie
were asleep. Oh. Dead asleep. So much so that when I came back, I climbed up into Millie's bed because she was sleeping on our bed.
Whoa.
And I climbed up into Millie's bed and I fell asleep up there.
Oh, did you?
Terrified.
Don't remember any of that.
I wouldn't move. I was terrified to move.
Maybe that's why she didn't fall out, because she was afraid as well.
I was like, I'm going to fall. Actually, I wasn't as much afraid as I was going to fall as I was going to tear the thing from the ceiling.
Oh, no, they hold a lot.
Well, I know that now, but I didn't know that at the moment.
Oh, you should ask me. I've gotten in one before.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're fine.
We, learned, and we knew, but we were reinforced with the idea that it's not a good idea to wake Millie up from naps.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Because,
don't wake her up from naps, and don't unbuckle her seatbelt.
No.
Oh, yes, we learned that the hard way.
But don't wake her up from naps. We woke her up from a nap to go to dinner and had a hard time getting to dinner. But we did get to dinner to find out that we had no place to eat.
That was a cluster.
Yeah.
They too many people didn't make reservations through the old reservationists, so they got screwed up. But we ended up getting food, which was fine. Millie was taken care of.
But it was a real bummer because we were all assigned tables, and on your card it assigned you that table.
126.
Yes.
And you.
So how could it have taken you away? You,
Adam, were the life of the party.
Was I?
I could tell you from sitting at a completely different table. I could hear you as if you were sitting next to me, and you were not.
Oh, that's because I'm loud.
And your table was in fits of laughter the entire time we were at dinner.
Yeah, we're good. I'm good that way.
You are the master of ceremonies.
People should hire me to go on trips for them.
You should, because I'm in our table all week. Every time in the uproarious laughter, we would all stop and turn.
I'm sorry for ruining your dinner.
And starts eating our salads again.
We had a nice conversation. One of the girls was the slapping butt girl, though, that we sat to dinner with.
Oh, she was?
Which one was she?
The one straight across from us. You couldn't tell because she was fully clothed.
Because she's right, because her boobs weren't hanging out.
Couldn't see your boobs and her butt.
Is anybody listening that we were talking about?
If they are, they don't know who this person is. And if they do, they know who this person is.
Right.
And apparently she wasn't the worst of it. Some other people were much worse than theirs because they were talking about them.
Yeah, yeah. I do like the two guys that were sitting to the right of us. I think that's Johnny.
Tommy.
Tommy?
Who's Johnny?
Who's Johnny?
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
I thought that was Johnny. I thought that was...
Oh, no, Joe. No, those two guys were sitting. One of them was a pirate and the other one was...
And it was his birthday.
Yes, it was his birthday. And I said, hey, we should get you a cake. And then someone did it.
Yeah, that was cute.
I took credit for it, though.
Good job, Dave.
Who's Johnny? She said.
The Maynard D guy was very, very nice guy that night. If I knew his name, I would give him a shout out.
He went into complete recovery mode and made sure that they asked Sarah what Millie wanted for dinner, and Sarah said,
pizza. Well, I was just like, and he listed some things, and I said, pizza would be fine.
And how long did it take for that pizza to arrive?
It was not even long at all. It was like 2 minutes. Like, it was very quick.
She said it, and it was there.
It was there.
Yep.
Pretty much.
And he did not. Now, mind you, our food at our table, not as fast.
Yeah.
Our food kept getting messed up.
Oh.
Like, they kept bringing out the wrong thing to the wrong people. I ordered something and never got it, and they just brought out something else instead. And I was like, But it was funny because, like, there was a girl at our table that said, oh, I like this, but I also want that. She's like, oh, I'll just take this. And then our waitress brought her out both of them, yet couldn't get mine right. And all I asked for was the watermelon and strawberry soup. And she gave me a fruit cup. Oh. I was like, what?
Can you put some water in this, please?
It was a real letdown.
I made it difficult on our waitress because I changed tables.
Good. Good for you.
I was sitting next to Nick's friend Jason?
Yeah.
Yes. Fan of the show. He's probably listening right now.
Oh. He is not. He hasn't caught up in a while.
Nope. Yeah, he hasn't listened since Nick left. But we were sitting over there, and Sarah was able to get rid of Millie, so I was able to sit with Millie, and so I had my food delivered over there. But apparently, minutes after I got up and walked away, the waitress on that table was putting something down on his plate. And it tipped over and covered where I had been sitting.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So that could have been me.
Fate.
Thank God.
Thank the fates.
Good job, Millie. It was all meant to be.
It was all meant to
be.
And then
it's all her fault.
They did bring me my food to the right table, so that was good. Though they never did bring us drinks.
Oh, yeah. I really wanted a glass of wine with dinner, especially since I'd paid $35 for it. But
right?
they never offered it and never asked us. So, yeah.
Yeah, whatevs.
I mean, I guess they do that. I was thinking about that, too. I guess they do that because then they don't, you know, they get their money's worth out of us.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, we got out of that dinner, and did we do anything after that?
That was whenever the YMCA dance party thing happened.
Oh, yeah, that's when we realized this was kind of crazy poked.
Indian butts.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
In his own defense, he was wearing a red Speedo.
Was it? I don't even remember.
Dave
seeing.
Looked.
I couldn't. I was standing right there. How could I not?
All I saw was butt.
But
all Molly saw was butt.
Yep.
Made her a woman.
I'm sure she told everybody at school about
it. I saw an Indian butt.
I saw an Indian butt.
Detention.
Right.
But, so that's
there's some crazy ladies there.
That's when we
learned. Oh, my God. There were crazy. Just crazy people everywhere.
Yeah.
I saw this one guy that I think was drunk the entire time.
That's funny.
That's when we realized everyone in the YMCA dance and up on stage had multiple jobs on this boat.
Yeah.
That's right.
Not only were they disco dancing singers, they were also the wedding coordinator?
Yes.
I was like, wait a minute, what? Didn't I see your underpants as you were going up the glass elevator? So that was a good time.
I know, that was funny during the rehearsal for the wedding. It was like, wait a minute, those are the go-go dancers from last night.
What are those girls doing here?
Multi-talented. Millie did some singing on stage. She sang the alphabet.
Yeah.
Because another little kid was singing, and she had to show what an awesome singer she was.
Oh, that was during rehearsal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we had breakfast. We ate at the Windjammer again for breakfast.
Yep.
I personally enjoyed the Windjammer.
I did, too.
I could have eaten there for every meal, and I practically did. Because I'm not a fancy food guy. I'll eat the same things. And the one thing I never ate on this cruise at all was pizza. I never had a single pizza.
Did they even have it? I didn't see it.
Apparently it was in a different room at a different time.
Oh, okay.
But we were always doing something else. But, God, what did we do then? I don't even remember. We ate, and then what did we do after that? We
got ready for the wedding.
Yeah, I had to go to the rehearsal.
And but we went and did trivia, movie trivia.
Well, we did the trivia after the rehearsal dinner. What did we do? Sarah had to go to getting ready for the wedding. So I guess we did go to the rehearsal dinner.
You guys went to the rehearsal. Molly and I got up there late. We slept a little longer because we didn't have to do anything. So we went and just ate at the Windjammer and then went down and took showers and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, I was kind of concerned about the ceremony. I'll be honest. Before it started, during the rehearsal, I'm like,
oh, just because it was so like thrown together.
Yeah, it looked like, oh, this is going to be interesting. And I was concerned about Millie because you know she's got an attention span of a newt, of a 4-year-old child. But so I had a nice conversation with her beforehand. I said, listen, you are responsible for this 2-year-old girl, Charlotte.
Which was the best thing you could do.
I said, you have to make sure that she gets down the aisle with you. That is your job, and she stays there. And my God, Millie did her job.
Oh, yeah, and then that girl strangled her.
She did strangle her. Thank God she didn't do that during the wedding.
Oh, I know, right?
But, yes, so she got her down the aisle. It was very beautiful. Nick may have shed a tear.
Oh. May. Well, did he cry?
He was bawling.
Oh. It was like
calling him out here.
It was like someone killed his cat and he was 3. I mean, quivering lip. Yes.
And then the tears. I mean, this is before it even started.
I think. Better Adam and I had a bet that he would cry 5 times.
I guess
and Better Adam was like, wait, was that just one continuous cry? Or was it 5 several ones?
I don't think he stopped. Good for him, though. He's in love.
Oh, yeah. I love that man. I was just giving him a hard time.
Yes. Oh, please. Better Adam is going to be even worse, I bet you.
You know what? If Better Adam's gonna ball.
Were you invited to their wedding?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
I'm gonna try and make it. I've spent so much money this year that it's like, if I can't get a cheap flight, I don't know that I can make it down.
Okay, you better drive.
Yeah, because it would be cheaper for me to fly than drive.
I don't know, gas prices under $3.
Yeah, but my truck.
Oh, that's right.
It's, yeah. Don't forget, I drive an automobile that hates the environment.
You drive a big 4x4.
Can I tell
you? That's not 4x4.
Did I, at Strange Folk, I had to borrow my dad's car.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that. Jesus.
And he, I guess we haven't. And so I'm going to this indie craft show driving this huge Chevy Hemi like SUV. Really, it just wasn't right. It didn't match.
I mean, mind you, Sarah did take off all of her diamonds and gold jewelry before she got out of the car.
I'm just like, Hemi, really, Dad?
And how much, this?
And how much did it cost to fill up the tank?
Oh, man. So Cody and I were like, well, we'd been using his car, so we're like, well, we should fill up the tank, because we used up all the gas.
Right.
And we're like, that'll probably be like $50. Well, we're filling it. It was over $90 to fill
no
the tank.
Way.
We were both like, ugh. You know, because you can't not do it.
No, right. I mean,
we use all the gas.
You almost have to.
Now, if I had been there, I think I could have gone up to your dad and gone, are you kidding me?
I stopped at 60.
Yeah. You've got to be kidding me. With gas over $3, why are you spending $90 to fill up your tank every week?
Yeah, it was crazy. Because we were like, well, we'll put like $50 in. You know, we can do 25 each. No big deal. But then it was just like, holy jeez.
But knowing your dad, if we gave him a hard enough time, next time we came back, he would be driving a smart car.
Yeah, yeah. At one point, they had like
a giant
little,
man. A
they
little
had
car.
Little Vespa type scooters, and I think Cody gave him a really hard time for that. And they were soon gone.
They were soon gone.
But yeah, so yeah, I get to drive Hemi to Strange Folk.
Right on. But I guess we'll touch on that again. I apologize.
I'm sorry.
There,
no,
I completely forgot that event happened.
Yeah, me too. So much has happened.
Yes. Yeah. So the wedding was a beautiful, beautiful affair.
Uh-huh.
And there was, like promised, there was an open bar.
Yep.
But there was no actual physical bar.
Right. You had to get it from the waiter, which, again, they just, you know, bring. Rarely can you find said waiter.
Yeah. Yes. And they take their kind of sweet time and stuff.
So you basically just grabbed whatever they were handing out.
Yes. I'm pretty sure I drank tequila sunrises all day.
I drank. I did get a waiter at one point, and I don't remember who it was. I think it was Jason got a rum and coke, and I'm like, I'll have one of those. And my God, that burn going down. that was just rum.
It was all rum.
Rum with a dash of coke. I'm like, holy crap. This is a party. And then I drank a bunch of tequila sunrises after that. And I was borderline drunk because I was already getting very loud. But immediately after that, I was sober.
You know, I never, with all that drinking we did, I never felt drunk or buzzed.
Me neither.
Or anything. The day of the wedding, all I got was a headache. That was it. It's like, oh, this is fabulous.
And that was from all the crying.
That's from all the pink drinks I drank. Whatever was
right.
In those pink drinks. I don't know.
I think it was called the instant headache drink.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, Millie danced a lot.
She did.
I tried to dance a little bit.
Oh, you danced. It was fun.
I danced. Adam danced. Adam's in a conga line. Not a conga line. A kick line at one point.
Yeah.
I'm like, this guy is the life of the freaking party wherever he goes.
I didn't start the kick line.
Who does not want to party with this guy? Everyone.
Everyone wants to.
Everyone wants to party with Adam because no matter where Adam goes, he's a party animal. That's why in his private life, when he's at home alone, he has no lights on. He's very depressed. He just sits quietly with a beer in his hand with like no lights on, going just drinking.
With a candle lit, crying.
Just waiting for the call. He goes,
right.
He's like, hey, what's going on? I'll be right there.
Bruce, I'm on it.
He parties it up.
And then dance.
He parties it up, and then he comes back home and goes, and then waits for the next call.
Lights off. Tears of a clown.
No, Adam.
I love that song.
Just waits for the next call. The life of Adam. He's the life of party, ladies and gentlemen. You just don't understand what it takes to be the life of the party. Anyways.
But it was fun. It was a fun ceremony.
And after the ceremony, that's when Aaron took over. Aaron and Better Adam took over.
Yeah.
Because up until that point, we had this whole wedding built up. This is what we had to do. And after that, it was like, oh, we got nothing to do.
Wait, what do we do now?
Because we had all decided we were not getting off at NASA, even though Senior Frogs is right there.
Yeah, right there.
Right there. But so what did we do after that?
Yeah, what did we do after the wedding?
Did we take naps?
Change?
We did the trivia after the rehearsal,
right?
And we did the movie theme song trivia. What was the name of our group, Adam?
Oh God!
I wish it had stood for something.
Super Team Awesome Delta Force
Tango Foxtrot,
something like that.
And we won. We won.
Yep.
And we won. And we won by how many points?
One.
And that's because we were
nerds.
We thought we were being funny.
Yeah.
And every song that came up, not only did we put the movie title, we put, if it was one of many films,
trilogies, yes.
We put what movie we thought that was from.
Yes, and like the Harry Potter theme came up, and so we put Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. And we got an extra point for that.
For some reason,
it was
that was an extra point value, and we got it. Hilarious. And we put that for every movie. Uh-huh. And then we went on the scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
What was I doing when you... Oh, I was helping Nick write a letter.
Oh, that's right.
What the hell?
Right.
Yeah, okay. So as Adam's life of the party steps away, what the hell is this letter?
Apparently you have to write a letter to the person you're marrying.
Why?
I don't know.
What's the
I guess it's a thing.
What's the postage on that?
No, you hand it to them.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody delivers it for that.
Doesn't seem legal. They should be a postman.
Well.
Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Kevin Costner should have to deliver it.
Yeah, no, I went and wrote this letter with him. Well, I didn't write the letter. I just helped him put down some ideas.
And it was a beautiful letter?
Yep. She bawled.
She's a bowler.
she a bowled.
So, damn a bowler. So while you were doing that, Adam, Aaron had us do a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Actually, Sarah did not do the scavenger hunt. Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, so but you weren't there at the end.
That's how I saw the Indian bingo guy.
We had to run around this entire boat. I like to call it a boat.
Yeah. It's a ship, but it's okay.
It makes me laugh.
Oh, I had to leave before the announcement of the winner because this one was having a freak out.
Freak out.
Yeah.
But we
freak out. Oh, wait, were you pointing to Dave?
We did a really good job. We found as much stuff as we could, and what we couldn't, we faked.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in a fun way, right?
We couldn't find a Royal Caribbean hat, but what we did do was take my hat and write Royal Caribbean on a piece of paper and stick it to my hat. We got credit for that, being creative.
Yep.
We had to find a yellow receipt. We couldn't find the yellow receipt anywhere, so we got a receipt, and then we took a highlighter and colored it yellow.
A highlighter that we won from our previous trivia.
That's right.
What was the chocolate thing?
Chocolate mint.
We had to find a chocolate mint, and we couldn't find a chocolate mint anywhere, so we had the bartender fill a glass with chocolate, like chocolate syrup, and put a mint leaf in it.
Hey, this is part of my drink package. Do it. Shit.
So we got that. And when we got up there, there was already a family that was there, and like, oh, no, we won this, they were saying to us. I'm like, all right.
Oh, the other family did?
Oh, yeah. They thought they had won, and we come up there, and then they were surprised at some of the things we had found.
I'm guessing you, beat the pants off of them, right?
Well, yeah. I don't know if we beat the pants off, because I left to see what was going on with that one over there.
Yep.
But apparently we won, so Molly got two gold medals.
That's right.
So she was gold medal crazy.
Oh yes, and won another one.
She won another one later on.
Yeah.
Yep.
After we did that, what the hell did we do after that?
I know we eventually landed eating dinner at the Windjammer.
Windjammer.
And then made our way to karaoke.
We went to karaoke. It was an interesting setup.
It was hilarious.
It was it was back at the old Spotlight Lounge.
Yep.
And I was a little nervous because this is all I wanted to do was sing karaoke. I may have spoken about it on the podcast. What should I sing? And there's a very good reason why.
It was really funny how nervous Dave was.
There's very good reason why I kept asking every week what song I should sing. All right? It's because when I went up there, I could not, when I got the book in my hand, I could not think of a single song title or any songs that I even knew how to sing. I was freaking out.
You would have freaked out anyway.
I know, but now I was really freaking out, Adam. And I kept wanting to get one of you guys over to help me, but you guys were all drinking in the corner and laughing at me.
Yep.
And so I'm like, I have to do this. And I was like, I can't. I'll forget it. I won't do it. Like, no, because then I'll be upset that I didn't do it. And Sarah's already telling them that I'm already going to be upset. I know she is because she's already preparing them for what's going to happen.
That's hilarious because I was.
I know. Because I know who I am. I know the stupid stuff that I do. So I'm going through the book, and the first song I find, because this book, it was put together by song title and then by band, which is bad for me, because I know what bands I know, but I don't know any song titles. So the first song that I found was Hungry Like the Wolf by Duran Duran. And I'm like, well, I've never sang this before, but I do know the song, more or less. I've sung it in the shower.
Right.
So I'm like, I'll do Hungry Like the Wolf. So I'm like, I better keep going just in case there's a song here that I know. And I flipped and flipped and flipped and flipped, and let you know what song I ended up on. Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi.
Which is at the end of the book.
Which lets you know how far I got. I went all the way to the end of the book. And it was fun. It was fun. I got up and sang. I haven't sang in front of an audience, and I couldn't tell you how long. I can't remember the last time I did karaoke. Sarah, do you remember even seeing me do karaoke?
No, not that I can remember. No. I'm sure I have.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
I saw you do it at City Improv.
Yes. Here, here's Adam. I'm playing it now. Adam's yelling at me, sing something.
Oh.
I was pretty confident, but I did not know what to do with the microphone stand.
Yeah, you kept playing with it.
I did know that at one point I did want to use it like a, you know, like rock stars do, holding onto the microphone stand and sing.
Yeah.
It was really heavy. It was a heavy mic stand. And I found myself, yeah, like you said, playing with it, and the picture that came up on the internet of me standing on, you know, the clip this of me standing up there makes it look like I'm doing stand-up.
Ah, yes!
And I'm like, this is my exact stand-up pose. And no, I did not play any air guitar like you guys were yelling at me to do.
Yeah.
And Adam, I wish you had joined me on stage to sing the backup vocals.
Oh, I can't hit those notes to save my life.
Would have been even better. But, yeah, well, people sang some of the worst songs in the world up there.
Oh, that was amazing. The lady that started off sang Volcano from Jimmy Buffett, which was supposed to be... It's a good, catchy song. God, she sang it, like, with some type of weird Jamaican-y accent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
God, it was awful.
Johnny Cash song? Oh, no, Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, remember?
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. No.
Yes.
No, I don't know.
And she was a white woman, right?
I don't know where I'm gonna go when the volcano blows.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Another reason why I chose this Bon Jovi song, because after
back to date.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm watching myself right here.
He's reliving.
You can tell how excited he is. He's getting so loud.
I knew there was no key change at the end of this song. Like, what are the other big Bon Jovi hits?
Living on a Prayer.
Living on a Prayer, there's a key change at the end, which I can't hit that note. I've done it before, and it sounded terrible. Or there's one other... And you guys are telling me to play my microphone stand. But, yeah, so I went with this. I think it turned out pretty good.
Yeah, it was a hit.
And apparently Molly told Millie that she could not go out on stage.
Well,
I couldn't go out and dance while I was singing.
Oh.
And because Millie has told me this. And I'm watching the video now and I can see Molly telling her not to go on stage.
Oh, really?
But not only was there crazy singers besides this awesome guy right here, what else happened? Oh, yeah, Adam almost hooked up with some 50-year-old women.
Yes, almost.
Oh, did you like when I picked up the microphone stand and pointed to the audience? When I rocked them all? Karaoke and rock, being a rock star, is very very much like theater.
Yeah, it is.
You have to be prepared for everything that's going to happen because you're acting on stage. Anyways, so yeah, Adam, can you please tell us about the ladies you met in front of us?
Yeah, I don't know how it started off.
Well, it started off, Adam, because you're the life of the party.
Well, why? But I don't remember why they started talking to me. I think it was because one of their friends went up and she's really drunk and one of them turned around and said, "Oh, you're gonna like this one." And I was like, "Oh, is she really good?" And they're like, "No, she's really drunk." And then they just started talking to me, and it turns out that these 50-year-old women were all was it called?
Zumba.
No, not Zumba.
Rumba.
Oh.
Jazzercise?
Jazzercise. Yes. They were all jazzercise instructors.
Jazzercise.
Yeah, and then they got me to go up there and sing with them.
You did. What did you sing?
I was the Ike Turner of
rolling
when they
down
did
the
Proud
River.
Mary.
Rolling.
And at the end they were like, "Oh, you're so much fun. I'm glad you were a great Ike." And I was like, "Yeah, and I didn't even have to hit a bitch."
Was it dead silent?
I said that to him. They laughed.
You can hit me.
I'm 55.
I could take it. It was hilarious. And I think Erin kept egging it on as well. She wanted you to score with these 50-year-old ladies.
Oh, yes.
Erin was a good wingman to you.
A good wingman, Erin.
I was not. I was not a good wingman.
Terrible day. My stuntman bit didn't work.
Next cruise. Well, after that, I think we just went back to the rooms.
Yep.
But they kept trying to convince us to go to the game show the last night.
Oh, yeah.
But we couldn't go because we had a little...
But that to me seems ridiculous.
Well, apparently in the game show, they have people taking each other's clothes off on stage and doing all the sorts of fun things, and it's great. Yes. But we did not do that. We kept our clothes
off. They were like, don't be afraid to take your bra off. And I was like... They said that to Aaron, and it was like, oh, God.
I do it all the time. That was my Aaron. I do it all the time. That's my Aaron right there.
Nice. Sweet tea.
Sweet tea. I declare. Got the vapors.
Anybody want the mint julep?
Watching the Kentucky Derby. Look at those ponies run. So I don't think we did anything else after that. Nope. Went back to the room, went back to sleep. And that's when we discovered Millie's latest talent.
Night terrors. Yeah, that was a ton of fun.
Now, mind you, we did not handle it as best as one would, because when you're woken up at 1:15 in the morning in a tiny...
You don't handle anything.
In a tiny, tiny room, when someone is screaming uncontrollably, you just tend to scream back.
Yes.
Stop screaming! In retrospect, not very helpful.
Oh, we tried everything. I tried holding her to get her to stop. We tried everything.
Locking her in the bathroom.
Has she continued doing it?
No.
No?
Not as far as I've noticed.
No. Not that, no. I think it
so
just...
So she did it like twice?
Yeah. It was must have been the rocking of the boat.
I think it was just, you know, so much going on. Probably way over time. I mean, she went to bed at like, midnight every time. So... I think
and then
just,
up early.
And then not knowing where you are when you wake up. And
okay.
Like basically floating in the air.
With the greatest hanging bed. But
I don't know if I'm convinced totally that it was night terrors, but I think she just was overtired.
That's what it sounds like. If it has stopped.
Yeah.
If it hasn't happened in 2 weeks, then I'd be real surprised if it was.
It happened two nights in a row. And then it happened.
Right?
It happened. I think it happened the night before we left as well.
Yeah, it did.
See? Thank you. She got over it. She's like, it's too late. It's too early to do this. I'm tired. So, good times had by all. More Mick Ultra drunk.
Yep.
And then the next morning we met back
at Private Island.
Private Island after, of course, the Windjammer. Mm-hmm. We went and we... Was it Coco Key?
Yes.
Coco K?
Coco Key.
Coco Key?
Key.
Coco
Key. It's spelled K, pronounced Key.
Coco Key? That was mildly terrifying, if I can just say, getting on that little boat.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty scary.
And I mean, when we went on the boat in Italy, when we had to go from a boat that size to a rowboat.
A two-man rowboat.
To a two-person rowboat where three people were sitting in. It was still scary, but I think this was scarier.
Huh.
It was just the waves. It was going from a giant
I think
boat.
It was the rock. Yeah, the rocking.
Lift up your mic.
Sorry. The rocking and everything. And I wouldn't have been scared if it were just me that I had to deal with, but whenever you're trying to
wrangle a little one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
Don't come a rocking. Or don't come a knocking.
Like, I just imagined that the gangplank thing
giving way.
Well, not even giving. Like, I wasn't afraid of that. I was afraid of it, like, that it kept, you know, it was basically rubbing and rocking. And it's like, God, if somebody's feet get underneath that, or if it shoves someone over the edge.
It's okay, I can swim.
Hit a wave just right. This thing may just fling us over. Whenever you're balancing just one person, it's hard, you know, and then you've got to make sure a four-year-old's balanced as well.
Right.
I hope people are entertained by our stories of our cruise.
I know, right?
There's a guest. There's still a guest on our live listener line. So if you are a friend of mine, go to my Facebook page and hit me up saying how awesome we are. If you are on AWOA podcast page, say, hey, you guys are idiots. Stop talking about this nonsense. And you can go to our awoapodcast@gmail.com and send us an email saying this is boring. So we went to Private Island, which is pretty cool. We walked around. We left Adam with the kids.
I liked the island. I thought it was nice.
I played a little basketball.
Yeah.
And got very winded.
Yeah.
I made one shot, and that was all that I needed to do.
Yeah. I made sure the kids didn't drown.
Good, good. Adam, better Adam and I played a little soccer. I may have almost hit him in the face, I think, with the soccer ball. Nice. It was a face or chest. I was buzzed, so I don't recall. But I know I kicked it when the second time. I scored on him once, and then I kicked the second time, and I think I hit him in the face. I mean it when I play soccer.
Yeah, you do.
I don't do this for fun. I mean it. So, but I mean, there was the soccer field, and there was a whole bunch of, out in the middle of the water, there was a obstacle course you could pay extra to do, and a big slide you can pay extra to do. And we decided not to bring the kids over that far because we didn't want them to do these things.
We didn't exactly. want to pay extra to do those things.
But Sarah wanted to do something nice for Adam for watching our kids. Our kid. And his own kid, for that matter.
So I got him a beer and then proceeded on losing my ship card.
Lost your ID.
I did.
Which not only was her key to the room... And her are charging, but also all the booze.
But I had a delicious beer.
Yeah.
Good. We found it. Well, the band found it.
Yes.
Like, man, we found Sarah's ID here. Come up to the bandstand, which apparently everybody heard except for us.
Yeah. I didn't hear it at all. I was right next to the band.
And Nick was closer. Nick heard it and passed it along until the message came to us.
Thank God we knew half the people on the island.
You know half the people on the island, man. We got your ID here. Come and get it.
So it was fun. I guess Nick spent a lot in the gift shop there on that little island.
What? Oh, God.
He did?
I guess so. Kristen was like,
stop buying things.
It was pretty much what she said.
I did not spend anything.
I know. Well,
I mean, neither. It's all cash.
I wanted to buy a lanyard on the boat, and I never did. I never did. That was the only thing I wanted.
I didn't buy anything either.
We didn't buy any pictures either. We were stupid because we looked damn fine in those pictures.
I know. We should have bought the one with the three of us in it.
Yeah, you should have. That was a good one.
We can't go back now. Those pictures have been shredded.
I know, I told Dave, we were talking about that, and then I said, but Dave, it was like $25.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, forget it.
The crummy ones are like $19.95, and the good ones are like $22.
Yeah, you could have gotten a better picture somewhere. You're fine.
We could go to Olin Mills and for like $9.99, get all kinds of.
We're going to go to Old Town and have a old-timey picture taken.
That's a good idea.
Don't even joke. I want to do that.
She does.
Oh.
When I got off the boat, I was at a meeting the first day back at work, and I heard a girl talking to someone. She goes, yeah, we got back from the cruise on Monday. And I looked at her, and I'm like, she worked for with the pirates. And I'm like, was she with us?
Probably.
I couldn't recognize her. I'm like, damn.
Oh, you didn't say anything?
No, she was talking to other people.
You should have. I bet you $1 million.
I tried to imagine her in a bikini.
Didn't work, huh?
Didn't work. I didn't know half of our party. But the food was okay on the island, I guess.
It was the same.
It was the same people and everything.
I think the food was okay everywhere, but...
Yeah, it was nothing to... I didn't think it was the highlight of the cruise by any means.
Nope. No. Nope.
No, sir.
But the island was very nice, I think. I got to play in the water. Sarah got to play in the water. Sarah, did you get any sun while you were on the?
I think I did. I got my forehead was sunburned.
Adam, did you get any sun?
No, I did really well.
Good job. Good job, kids.
Yeah,
it was really pleasant outside.
It was.
I know you said on the other side it was really hot, but on the side we were at, it was really like the wind was.
It was nice.
It was a nice breeze. It was nice.
I would like to live there.
Would you?
I'll sell t-shirts at that stand.
I don't think those people even live there. I think they get boated in from bigger lands.
They got to come from a different island, unless they're living on a boat.
Well, they're probably on a bigger island than that little island.
I
still want to know what island we passed that night from when at Disney.
Right?
Like, what land was that?
Ay, ay, ay.
Was that, like, Puerto Rico? Like, I don't know.
I can't, yeah.
Let's see. Who Google, knows? Where do we go?
We went to
map of
Florida. Maybe Bahamas or maybe Nassau. Ooh. Nassau, however you pronounce it, I still can't pronounce it correctly.
Nassau.
Yeah, Nassau.
Let's see if this map will help.
No, it's just Florida. You need to see farther to the right there.
Google.
But the island was nice. It was relaxing. I think it was nice to not have to worry about wedding ceremony, nothing like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We kind of decided that we wanted to go to the fancy dinner that night, so that was kind of nice. Not to have to, like, wrangle people at the buffets to try to, you know, get food and try to find a table. So it was nice. It was a nice, relaxing day. And then Dave did karaoke again.
I did?
You did.
What the hell did I do this? What? Okay, so we went to dinner.
You were just as nervous about this one.
This was with a live band.
This
was terrifying because with karaoke, you have like a little background check most of the time. And the first thing they asked me was, what key do you want it in? I'm like, And I said, I have absolutely no idea. And they go, the host goes, the lowest key. And this is what I did. Highway
run. Oh, terrible.
It's a Filipino band.
Oh, it was the Filipino band. It was hilarious. I remember at the end, Dave, when you came off, everybody, we were all cheering for you, right? We're all like, yeah! And then you come and sit down, and I was like, did I say something like, you're terrible?
Probably.
I went like, oh, you were awful. And the lady next to me was like, he was not. He was great.
Thank you, lady behind Adam. There was an old black man who came up to me and goes, asked me if I sang professionally. And I said, no, you know, when I was a kid. And he goes, well, you were tight.
Oh!
Told me I was tight. Like, thank you. I could not remember the song to save my life. As I was listening to the music, it was coming to me, but I really did not know where I was going from point to point. Especially coming back from the first break, I ended up not hitting the right notes. I was an octave too low.
Oh,
which no one except for maybe the host would have noticed, but I noticed it, and I'll even point it out here because I'm reading the words. I mean, I was right in key, but the wrong note. But listen to me recover. I just jumped. I just skipped an octave.
Yeah, you went up there.
So, I mean, I've heard this song 1,000 times. I've never really known the words. I've sang it at work. It's a good time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the black man told me I was tight and I should do it professionally. So I gave him my first and last name. He has not found me as of yet.
Oh.
To discover me.
To sign you into his boy band.
Sign me into his boy band. Which, by the way, Adam got to sing Bye 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 the night before.
Oh, yeah. Which I'm sure was wonderful.
I've got that on tape, but I did not upload it yet. I apologize.
Yeah, that's okay to not do that.
But I wanted to go up behind you. I wanted to take Jason and me and go up behind you and dance. But I felt that he would know all the moves. And I wouldn't know what I was doing.
It was funny because Dave spent hours and hours debating what songs he should sing prior to, and then gets there and spends, you know, 20 minutes looking at the book trying to find a song. And I just said to Aaron and Sarah, go pick me a song.
That's the difference between you and I. I'm a professional.
And I just went up, whatever they gave me, I was going to sing, even if I didn't know it.
And you did. All right, this part of the song I hate. Because, I first of all, that's all I knew. I didn't know there were more words, except for faithfully. But there was a whole group of lines of words, and I didn't know exactly what to say. I couldn't even think of how they fit. So when I did try to say them, it came out very bad. And I don't think I hit the notes at all. Here we go. Here goes. You can't see it on here because it's a little pixelated on my computer screen, but on the version that I have on Sarah's phone, it's clear as day. The woman's eyes, the host that's standing next to me, when I hit that note and then all of a sudden started veering off to who knows where, her eyes got so large, like, whoa.
Well, she's Asian.
And I was expecting the song just to fade to black, but it didn't. I had to end it. But yeah, Millie stole the show, by the way, in that video. She wanted her picture taken with me.
And so she just stood in the middle of
She's standing in the middle. And the host is now pointing for me to get off the stage.
Get out.
And I don't know why, because the woman, a couple people after me, decided to sing a song a cappella.
And herself. It was awful.
It was miserable. I mean, because...
Yeah, that was super awkward.
She may have known all the words, but we didn't know what she was singing. And it was not in key? Like, it was in numerous keys.
It was just terrible.
She was weird.
She went all
we
over...
We should have filmed that.
Ugh. She went all over the place. And it was unpleasant.
Like, did she write that song herself and want to sing it?
Here are a chain of islands that we passed going to Nassau. Pukapku, Moto Kavaku, Kaptua.
Do you think that was
Roto?
One of them?
I don't know. Well, this looks like a horseshoe island. That's kind of cool. Nothing's coming up, so it must belong to somebody else. I keep going the wrong way. Anyways, I had a good time. I enjoyed singing karaoke. It goes back to my dreams of wanting to be a rock star. I told Sarah that I was supposed to be a retired rock star at this point in my life.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about how his 40th birthday is coming up.
That's right.
And I'm going to be old. And my dreams have not been accomplished. Except for marrying the most beautiful woman in the world.
Aww.
And having the most adorable daughter in the world.
Well, there you got two and, down.
And having the best friends in the world.
Three down, Dave.
But my success and money never came. Which I guess is not necessary for happiness in life. I guess. Adam, is that true?
I'd be happy.
You'd be happier, you son of a bitch.
I'd be happier if I was rich.
Rich.
Right? Totally loaded.
How did I get out to Hawaii? What the... I'm on the wrong islands here. Sorry, guys. I'm in the wrong place.
Do you see where the United States are?
Should.
That's South America.
I don't know how I got all the way out to there. I typed in NASA and it sent me out to Hawaii. Here are the Bahamas. Oh, now things are looking better. Was it on the right or left side?
Left.
Well, the Bahamas are pretty big. We passed by there's Grand Bahamas, but I think that was...
Maybe it
that
was
would have to be it.
The Bahamas.
It was just more Bahamas. Because those are all the islands there. It's Freeport, Grand Bahama, Little Abaco Island, Great Abaco. So those are all the islands that way before we get to Nassau. And then it's the big Nassau Islands. So that's it. That's what we passed. It was not Cuba, everybody.
Yay.
Thank goodness.
We did not take a detour. So we did that, and then we went to sleep. Did we go to sleep or did we drink more? No, we went back to the
bar.
We
went and drank more and then went to sleep.
Yeah. Good times. Did you guys do more trivia?
We did a Michael Jackson one.
You didn't win that.
Lost.
But Molly did win the hula hooping competition on the island.
That she did.
And got herself a third gold medal. So, good for her.
Yep.
Anything else? Of note happened. We left the island, or we left the boat rather quickly at that point.
I don't think it was uneventful leaving, just kind of woke up, got off the ship.
I wouldn't mind being on the boat longer. A longer cruise. I thought 3 days was a little short. Didn't get much accomplished.
That's because you had the wedding in there. If the wedding wasn't in there, I think you would have been like, oh, okay.
Okay, well.
I think.
I think so, too. I mean, I think it would have been way different.
Yeah. You've got nothing to worry about then at all.
Yeah.
It's just like, get in. Here we go.
But we're not going to go on another cruise for my 40th birthday, so. Just in case you're wondering, Adam.
I had a dream a few nights ago that Dave and Millie were going on a cruise without me. It's weird.
We are.
Well.
Going on a cruise. I don't know what I'm doing for my 40th birthday yet, Adam. Do you?
I don't know what I'm going to do for mine either.
I don't like it. Well, you have a few years to go.
Yeah, I do.
You bastard. I am now down to weeks.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Weeks until I turn 40.
And yet you look like you're 34.
Thank you. But I'm not.
That's what one of the girls at work said. I was saying how your 40th was coming up and that you were not happy. She was like, what? He's going to be 40?
Right? It's shocking to think that.
It is.
To look at you, Dave, you got a full head of hair. You've got no gray hair.
No, I got gray hair.
You do?
Sarah.
He has like 5.
Give me another year. I'm going to have the whole Mr. Fantastic from Fantastic Four thing going on.
All along
the side. I'm falling apart on the inside, though.
Yeah.
All my internal organs are failing.
The outside looks good.
That's what I say. Leave a good corpse. But, one of the guys who I was in a meeting with the other day, he comes, sits next to me and goes, I didn't know you were married. I'm like, oh, yeah, 15 years. And he stops and goes, wait a minute. How old are you? like 77. I thought you were my age. I'm like, I have my goddamn license on me at all times in order to prove how old I am.
Just in case, right.
Like, here, let's prove it. I'm 40 years old. Back off. And I'm an old man wearing this costume like an idiot.
Hey, you won't be wearing the Fantasyland ones.
No. Good friend of mine is moving over to maybe a land of fantasy. And I have to kid him every time because he's so happy to be leaving our land. Unfortunately, now he's going to be wearing a powder blue costume with shoulder pads and knickers.
Oh, to the
land
under
of,
the sea?
So he's going to the land of fantasy. Land of fantasy. They change costumes. That's what they wear now.
Oh, okay.
But I still dress like a clown.
it's my jam.
Yours isn't terrible, though. It's kind of cute with the hat and stuff and the little kerchief that hangs out.
Yeah, I would honestly think yours is one of the better ones.
I lost my hats. We came back, and my first day working that night, I lost my hat. And I thought it was my car. I couldn't find it. I thought it was at home. I couldn't find it. 2 days later, I'm freaking out. Like, I'm telling everyone, where's my hat? Have you seen my hat? Have you seen my hat? On Saturday night, I get a text from a friend, a former part-time, or not former, he's still part-time, I guess. Ryan sends me a text with a picture of my hat saying, is this your hat? I'm like, yes, does it have my name in it? I've been looking for it everywhere. No response. I said, I've lost it 4 days ago. I've been trying to figure out where it went. Thanks for finding it. No response. Do you still have my hat? He says, yes, it's in my locker. And apparently, other people I know, friends of mine in the place I work, also saw my hat in the same place, said, oh, this is Dave's hat, but did nothing about it.
Just
left it there for 4 days. Like, oh, Dave's hat's still here. I'm like, you sons of bitches, you could have brought it to me. But no, but they just left it there. Jerk faces.
Jerks.
So thank you, Ryan, part-time Ryan of the show, for bringing me or giving me my hat back. People were starting to get concerned for my health and well-being. And that's another reason why I thought I was dizzy, because I didn't have my hat. I would be not doing my full job. I mean, we'll be wrapping this up any minute, but we're going to have to talk about some geek news for part-time Ryan, since he did find my hat. He sent me an article. Adam, have you heard about this? Time Warner. This is time for the geek news. Time Warner has announced 9 more DC comic films.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
They've got Batman and versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Uh-huh.
But they've also announced a movie called, for the comic book, called Suicide Squad. which I thought has a terrible name. And basically Shazam and just and a Justice League movie and Justice League 2. And we also have the Harry Potter movies coming out, or the Fantastic Beasts. Sorry, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them coming out.
Yep.
There's a Lego Batman movie coming out.
Oh.
The Batman, from the Batman movie, I can't talk. I'm so
from
tired.
The Lego movie, yeah. Batman, hopefully starring Will Arnett. Yes. So that we have to look forward to, as well as a couple other Lego movies, as well as the official sequel to the Lego movies, in 3 years. Aquaman.
Chris Pratt's going to be a bajillionaire.
He is going to be a bajillionaire. Here we go. We got Batman vs. Superman, Suicide Squad, Wonder Woman, Justice League Part 1, The Flash, Aquaman. Oh, I guess this Aquaman's supposed to come out in 2018. Shazam, 2019. Justice League Part 2, 2019. Cyborg is getting his own movie.
Oh, right.
And the reboot of the Green Lantern in 2020. Because the first one is not in canon any longer. So, in Marvel...
That was Seth Rogen?
That was Ryan Reynolds.
Seth Rogen was the Green Hornet.
Yes. Also, Marvel has announced that next year, right before the Fantastic Four comes out in theaters, the new Fantastic Four movie, they will be canceling the Fantastic Four comic book and not having any books for that entire summer, because they do not want to promote this Sony movie. They are doing everything in their power to not support the Marvel entities that are at different studios. So they want to make sure that these movies don't do as well as they could do.
Oh.
So they want to bring them back into the fold for Marvel. They want to make money off them. So until then, they're going to make sure they're going to tank the movies as much as possible. Same thing with they're not creating any new X-Men characters. Because if any X-Men character that they create goes straight into canon for the X-Men movie series, and they will pick them up and use them.
Oh.
They don't want them to use them. Marvel has gone as far as they don't want people using what they have. Even Big Hero 6 that's coming out. That's a Marvel movie. They are not releasing any comic books for Big Hero 6 because they had nothing to do with the movie, so they're not going to support it.
Wow,
and they want everything under their house. The big rumors that I read earlier was that there is a picture of Spider-Man, the guy who plays Spider-Man, what's his name, Garfield, in the background of a Avengers 2. That he's there in the Avengers 2. So
really,
the big rumor is that Sony and Marvel are going to strike a deal for some profit sharing. And also character sharing, and allow Marvel to use, allow Disney to use Spider-Man, which is a huge necessity, because Marvel has announced that Iron Man will be in Captain America 3.
Yes.
And Captain America 3 will be the precursor to Marvel Civil War. And Marvel Civil War in the comic books all surrounded Spider-Man.
Really?
In case you don't know what the Civil War is... the government wants superheroes to register what their superpowers are and what their secret identities are so they can police these people. Iron Man said, you know what? Everyone knows I'm Iron Man. I'm okay with that. Let's do that. We want to take control. You know, be honest citizens. Captain America, on the other hand, says, no, it's our free speech. It's our right to do what we want. Why do we have to register? I'm not going to do it. And that creates a rift between the superheroes, and a bunch of heroes go with Iron Man and a bunch of heroes go with Captain America, and they fight all throughout the cities.
Oh.
And I think it's a very interesting storyline. David told me about it years ago whenever he was reading the books.
It is.
I always thought it was very interesting.
Yeah, that is really interesting.
And Spider-Man is caught in the middle because Iron Man, he had just joined the Avengers in this comic book series, so Iron Man was kind of his mentor, and wants him to come out, and so Spider-Man is very conflicted, and superheroes die, mind you, B-list superheroes, but the whole story is fantastic because it starts off with the New Warriors, and they're a second-tier superhero team, and they're trying to become a first-tier by filming their own reality TV show, Busting Bad Guys. And the comic books, they set it up so perfectly. Weeks and weeks of months of comic books of them just going out fighting crimes and trying to become TV stars until they come across this bad guy's doing something, and they try to stop them. And this bad guy, I think his name is Nitro, he's on some sort of super-enhancing drug, and he detonates himself and destroys this town. It blows up a school. I mean, kills everybody. So that's what's the catalyst for the superhero registration.
Like, gotcha.
So and Speedball and Nova. Anyways, good times. Good times. I've said too much. Go out if you have a Marvel comic book store near you. Go out and pick up Civil War. It's a great story. The Initiative is also a great story. And then what happens afterwards, because it's all crazy. Okay, that's enough of the geek news. Ryan also had something else he wanted me to talk about, but I don't. It was a video of some kind. Oh, Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah, he's going on everything and telling people about how he was arrested and all that stuff. How he was acting kind of like a douchebag for a while there.
And apparently he thinks he stopped.
Yeah. I know. It's like, I don't know. I really like Shia LaBeouf. I really don't like his shenanigans.
How he got into a fist fight at a play.
Yeah. He just needs to tone it down a bit.
I enjoy any celebrity who has at one point yelled, "Do you know who I am?"
Ugh, God.
I would be remiss if we did not mention a friend of the show, Amanda Bynes.
Man.
I can say she's a friend of the show. She's a we're friends of her on Facebook.
What
on,
an
on
awful
Twitter.
Train wreck that is.
Apparently she's gotten off of her drugs and is now gone crazy again. And I love the scenario that took place where she was starting to send out crazy tweets and saying that her dad had done terrible things to her and that he put a microchip in her head. And she heard that her parents were coming to New York to get her. So she hops on a plane to California. And while she's trying to, she goes to an airport and tries. it literally. I got that. She literally. Hold on.
I need to have the control of the music.
You do. Somebody has to. So she goes to the airport to try to get on a plane, but no airline had a flight going directly to California. So she said, "Can you redirect the plane?" And they're like, "No, we don't do that." So she called a few people, and her parents called a few people, and they got this attorney who was an attorney for, I guess, Britney Spears. So she was a big-name attorney. Contact her and say, "Listen, I know what's going on. We can sue your parents.
Oh, God.
All right? All you have to do is come to California, come to my office, and we'll write up the paperwork. We'll sue your parents." She said, "You are my savior. Thank you. Thank God for you." She gets on a plane, flies there. The attorney picks her up, driving over to the office. "Oh, you're the savior, you're a godsend." They pull up to her office, which is the psych ward. They lock her up for a 48-hour observation.
Nice.
And she's still in observation to this day. And they did the same thing to Britney, so I don't know, not know why she fell for it.
Yeah, maybe she's crazy.
She's cookie pants. But they did the exact same thing to Britney, and Britney fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. So, cuckoo does as cuckoo does.
I mean, that's really sad. Imagine if you were that messed up in your brain had lots of money.
Right?
I imagine...
It just doesn't seem like a good combination.
No, she can't... She can no longer be Amanda Bynes because she's so messed up in the brain.
Yeah.
Even if she wanted to be. Because at any moment, she's going to fall off that ladder. Fall off that line. If she doesn't take her meds. And she can't... And you know, as crazy people say, they don't feel normal when they're on their medicine, even though they are normal. I have a friend who's crazy. And she's told me these things a long time ago. But she just never felt normal when she was on her medication. And whenever she got off of it, she was cuckoo crazy. And you could tell. Like, "You're manic right now. I know you're not on your medicine." But they don't. They think that that's normal. I should know. I'm crazy. AWOAPodcast@gmail.com. Do we have anything else we want to talk about? I mean,
no.
The show is over.
It's 9:15. I gotta get somebody to bed.
Me?
Yep.
Millie's asleep on the couch. AWOAPodcast@gmail.com is our email account. Send us an email, please. I like to read, other than junk mail. Go to our Facebook page, AWOA Podcast, Facebook.com, I suppose. Go to our iTunes page and friend us and subscribe to us on iTunes. I swear to God, I will be updating the last two shows. It'll be exciting. You get to listen to Before the Cruise and After the Cruise. Feel free to tell your friends about how awesome we are. Adam, what's coming up for you?
I start improv tomorrow with one of the high schools that I work with, so...
Excellent. Adam is teaching improv again. I hope that you better time than last time.
Let's fingers crossed.
When they told you that, or they said, is this fun, or whatever they said.
So it's supposed to be fun.
Yes. Sarah was a very successful Strange Folk Festival. I apologize, we did not get a chance to talk about it.
Gives us something to talk about next time.
Yeah.
Where would people buy your merchandise, if your handmade products?
SarahPrettyFun.etsy.com.
You can go there, or you can go to her blog at SarahPrettyFun.blogspot.com.
Or you can find me on Facebook too. Pretty Fun on Facebook.
Sarah Pretty Fun, no H.
Right.
Sarah. I need to get to making stuff. I'm working on a couple of custom orders right now, but
she's got an Elsa dress, which is insane, Adam.
Oh, I'm sure.
Insane. Sarah is such a perfectionist. All right. She went out and bought this blue cape material. All right. Now, if you've seen Frozen, you know that the back's got all these swirls and stars and snowflakes on it. Well, she could not find that material anywhere, so she's bought this material, all right? And she got a stencil, and she's got spray adhesive with
lots of
glitter in it, and she's making her own snowflakes on this and her own swirls.
Yeah.
It's custom, literally custom. Is this a removable cape?
No, it's not.
No,
is it for a friend?
It's for a friend's granddaughter.
Is this washable?
Okay. I mean, it's still a paying gig, but that's why I want to make sure it's good.
Yes, agreed. If they're paying you for it, it's got to be legit good.
Yeah.
And I've got nothing going on except trying to... my computer is almost completely filled, so we'll see what happens with that. Check us out, guys. We're back, and we're better than ever. AWOA Podcast. This is where you come to waste some time. With that said, I love every last one of you.
Aww.
I'm talking to you, Adam. Aww. I'm talking to you, Sarah. I'm talking to you, Billy. I'm talking to Ryan. I'm talking to Aaron. I'm talking to Nick.
Unknown guest in the air.
Nick, unknown guest who's been sitting in the room this entire time. I don't know who you are. Thank you. Thank you. That's it. I got nothing else to say. On behalf of the team who I just announced... Let's all do this again sometime, shall you? Shall we? I drink too much soda. Let's all do this again sometime, shall we? See you, see you, see you, see you, see you.
See you, see you, see you, see you.